Recovering from Michael. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
Did a lot of damage to our crops. Our farmers took quite a licking.
And it's going to take years to get over this.
They were looking for bumper crop and cotton and pecans and peanuts, and the devastation there is heartbreaking.
Farmers in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia have had quite a few weeks of weather disasters, first from Hurricane Florence and now Michael. President Trump toured much of the area this week and met with victims and first responders. While many lives and structures were lost, there was extensive damage to the ag industry. While American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval's farm was spared, he knows many others are hurting.
Now, we talk a lot about the perfect storm we're facing with the lack of labor and lack of having a farm bill and down prices and 52% of our farm income being cut over the last 5 years. And that's really a perfect storm in front of us. And then we throw storms in there, and it just makes life real, real difficult, you know. And we worry about our financial health of our farmers, but, you know, we also worry about their emotional health.
In southeast Alabama, one of the best cotton crops in years was waiting to be picked as hurricane force winds scattered the hopes of many farmers there. Jimmy Parnell, president of the Alabama Farmers Federation, says,
"You have to be optimistic to be involved in agriculture, and this is certainly one of those times that I'd ask everyone to say a prayer for our farmers."
And farmers are optimistic on getting cleaned up and started back in their fields. It's just going to take some extra time and help, and several relief funds have been set up at each of the farm bureaus, and Zippy Duval says he knows fellow Farm Bureau members will step up.
You know, we're American, and we're farmers, and we're always looking forward to that next crop, and we just got to make sure we take care of our friends and neighbors while they're going through this, and not just cleaning up limbs and helping them harvest what little crops left, but, you know, helping them mentally and spiritually to get through this.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.